For the last 50 years, food faddists from around the world have gathered in New York for the annual Fancy Food Show. Weekend Edition essayist Bonnie Wolf went last week to see what's new among the 70,000 products on display this year.
Salt. Okay, it's not new. It's 200 million years old, but it's now high on the trendometer. Forget that bleached, demineraled supermarket salt. We're talking real salt, the kind that is mined in the foothills of the Himalayas or ancient seabeds in Utah. Don't be put off by the fact that it's not white. That just means it's authentic. There's black salt, actually pinkish-gray, gray salt, which looks lavender, and reddish Hawaiian salt. Real salt is an essential ingredient of geek gourmet. At the Fancy Food Show, guys with PhDs in tea stand behind white bowls filled with hundreds of kinds of teas. Black tea, white tea, tea in the shape of sea anemones. Virtually all products are promoted as artisanal, which in fancy food land means made by hand, using organic ingredients, by fourth generation farmers. Goats must be grazing on every inch of New England and much of the West Coast to make all those artisanal goat milk products. The omnipresence of goat milk bolsters the food industry's claim to be concerned with our health this year. Many booths displayed signs reading, low carb conscious. I wandered down one aisle and was stopped by a couple dressed only in fig leaves. They gave me a low-fat muffin they said had less sugar and more nutrients than an apple. Figs, by the way, are nearly as big as salt. There's fig syrup, chocolate-stuffed figs, and this year's award-winning fig spread. From what I saw last week, snack foods are growing up. Chips are made from designer potatoes and seasoned with anything from mesquite to, yes, sea salt. There are wasabi ginger pecans, chili lime cashews, Chardonnay peanuts. Yes, yes, there are plenty of sea-salted nuts. Even peanut butter comes hickory smoked or with dark chocolate. Everything's enhanced. Olive oils are flavored with Tahitian lime or ruby grapefruit. Maple syrup is infused with rosemary or ginger. There are sauces and squeezes and spreads, and they all multitask. You can put them on fish, in soup, on pizza. All of this, and much more, is found on two floors of the Javits Center, each the size of several football fields. At 9 in the morning, someone was eating pickled mushrooms. Others quaffed fermented coconut water. I met a trader on the Mercantile Exchange who now sells biscuits, a doctor who became a chocolatier, an investment banker who sells wasabi mustard sauce. It helps to take it all with a grain of salt.
Bonnie Wolf is a Washington writer. She's working on a book of essays called Aunt Esther's Antipasto. It's 22 minutes before the hour.